Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks for listening. Andy Gabbard, frontman for the band Buffalo Killers, has a brand new solo project he's put out called Strawberry Tapes, in which he explores a wide variety of new territory, both musically and thematically. From beginning to end, Gabbard has taken complete control of the creation of Strawberry Tapes with the intention of having no one to answer to but himself. I spoke with Andy by phone to discuss what went into the making of this album, how he finds balance in his life between musicianship and parenthood, and why it is so important to him to make music that is truly independent. Andy Gabbard, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
The thing that struck me, I guess first, because it's the first line of the first song about Strawberry Tapes from the song Deadhead, you basically put down a manifesto of independent music. Your line about wasting my time on the label's advice. You want to tell me about what's going on there and how you feel about being able to produce your own music?
I just feel like things change so much with music, and you know, if you're trying to make it your career and stuff, and I just got to a point where I just thought about what motivates me to do this. Is it to try and make money? And the only answer I have for that is just, I like the songwriting process. I personally enjoy making music on my own because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm more comfortable not knowing what I'm doing than having someone tell me what to do. Try and sell yourself on the internet and stuff like that. It's not for me. I'm just a music man.
Are you kind of giving yourself permission to fail?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anything I've ever done on my own isn't necessarily a success, but as long as I'm proud of what I'm making and stuff, that's just what it's all about for me. You know, the first time I got a recorder and I got to mess around with it in my room when I was a kid, like, it's just fun. And I learn stuff every time I do it. It's a fun outlet to have as a songwriter.
It sounds like you're holding yourself to your own standards. You don't have to live up to someone else's expectations, the person or people who are footing the bill. You don't have to answer to anyone.
Yeah. In my personal experiences in the music biz, is the number one thing I don't want is to be in debt to anyone. And aside from that, it's fun to create music myself because, like I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, more than anything, I think, is I'd love to create something that sounds original. Even though I'm such a huge fan of other people's music, I feel like doing it myself in, you know, just messing around until I'm happy with how it sounds, there's a good chance that I might create something cool or original, you know, as opposed to just paying money to, you know, just to follow the rules.
Let's talk about the production and the creation of this album. Who did you have on here as guest artists?
The whole album is just me.
Everything is you?
Yeah.
Something I found interesting is that every single song on this album, Strawberry Tapes, there's not a single one that's over 3 minutes.
You know, sometimes I get lucky and I'll write a song that has like a long solo in it, and then it'll be like, you know, 5-6 minutes. But for some reason, just the songs I write, they're short. Like, I always feel like less is more.
Well, it also has this overarching feel from beginning to end, a feel of almost like a journal. Each song is like a little snapshot of what's going on in your mind at that particular time.
Oh, yeah. This album, it totally is a journal. I mean, you know, when you read about certain songwriters and what inspired them to write songs, and, you know, like Neil Young wrote some of his best songs when he was really sick. And like Brian Wilson, you know, he talked about how him and Tony Asher or Van Dyke Parks or whatever, they would like just sit down and talk about like their girlfriend from high school until they were in tears, and then like write a song. So in difficult times, I just try to think about writing a song. It makes you feel better. If you're feeling down and you write a song about it and you like the song, it makes you feel better.
Now, you mentioned Neil Young. Obviously, you get a lot of comparisons to Neil Young because of your vocal range and your sound. Another thing that struck me about this album is that it felt to me like the very early solo work of McCartney after he left the Beatles, because it's very personal, it's very open and free form, but also it's very led by bass guitar.
You know, I usually do the bass track last unless the bass is carrying the songs. A few of the songs I wrote on the bass because I bought my first bass a year ago and I like wrote a bunch of bass licks. But when I'm recording a bass track, like I try to get in Paul McCartney's zone. And that, like, I have one of those cheap versions of the Hofner bass like his, and like I just try and get in the zone. So that's awesome that you said that. That makes me feel really good.
Another thing I noticed about Strawberry Tapes, again, because of the name, Strawberry Tapes, I felt like there was a side A and a side B to these songs. Like the first, you know, let's say five or so, had one feeling, and then the remainder, the last half of the album, had almost maybe a heavier or darker feel to it. Was that intentional?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't necessarily intend for them to have a feeling about them, but when I was making this album, that's what I was thinking about, and that was why I wanted to call it Strawberry Tape, because when I first started recording this, I was messing around with a four track, and like I wrote a song called Strawberry Tapes, and it was about these tapes I had from a friend who had made me tapes of their older brother's CDs, because he had a bunch of cool CDs, and they had strawberry stickers on them. And like I recorded over those like a million times. And when I first started messing around with this, I was thinking, God, I would just love to record it on those tapes. From that song and working on it, like I thought of it as a cassette as I was making it. Like anymore, in the last few years, when I record, I usually like get the track sequence together in my head first. And then I just record them in the order that they are on the album. And then if I feel like if I'm thinking of it that way, it flows better.
Well, I want to take a minute and listen to a track off the album. And this time around, my choice was really easy to make. I listened to this album probably several times now. And from the very first time I listened to it, I immediately knew this is the track I wanted to play as my pick for this album. I really love the rhythm play that you have in the song called My Gray Pond, but the song that really stuck with me was called Beams.
And so, awesome.
So I want to play this one, and then I want to ask you about it. So this is Beams by Andy Gabbard from Strawberry Tapes.
So okay, so far, reassured.
you really make yourself vulnerable in this song.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that today when I was rehearsing with my friend who's going to perform these songs with me. Like when it came time to sing the words of this, you know, because we're just laughing and, you know, messing around. And then I started singing the song and I was like, man, this is deep. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, I try not to overthink it. I mean, you know, it is kind of embarrassing sometimes when if you write something super honest or, you know, in a bad moment. But, I mean, it just is what it is. Someone was asking me questions about this album last week. You know, they were asking me, you know, what kind of feelings I want to cultivate from this. And in my mind, I feel like this is a very positive album. But then, you know, when I really think about it and I think about the lyrics, I'm like, man, I wasn't feeling too good.
Well, it's interesting because I wouldn't say it's negative. I would just say it's really honest because it's universal. I really think that everybody has these moments of, I need some reassurance. I feel like I'm off balance. The line that no one's perfect as they need to be. That says a lot to a lot of people, I think. It's reassuring and it is positive in its own way. It's that, like I was saying earlier on, it's that giving yourself permission to fail. You know, maybe not everything's going to go exactly the way I want it to, but that's part of human nature.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes me feel comfortable with being honest in a song is hoping that someone would relate to it.
Sure. Well, yeah, and I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't have the ability to express those kinds of feelings musically or artistically or whatever it might be, but maybe they can listen to this song and feel like, you know what, maybe I'm not alone in this world. And in that way, it is, again, it is positive.
Yeah. You know, that song, I feel like it's just my conscience. You know, I've always felt like I've had a good conscience making myself feel better about things. You know, if you like take a bunch of hallucinogenics with your friend or something when you're a teenager, and I always felt like I had a good conscience telling me that, you know, I'm not crazy.
Well, and since we're talking about being completely honest and open and not hiding behind poetry, the next song in the album is called Getting High, where you talk about, I haven't gotten high in a long time, and I kind of miss it, but and maybe I'll go back to it someday, but right now I'm not there.
Yeah, you know, the title is somewhat misleading because it sounds like it's going to be about getting high. But yeah, that was how I felt then. You know, I used to smoke weed like 24 hours a day. And one day I just wanted to stop because I felt like when I thought about my most creative moments or the most fun I've ever had in my life ever, it was before I ever did any drugs or anything, you know, just growing up, I guess.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that because now you're a parent, you're a father, and how much of that experience has changed your outlook on life?
Oh, everything. You know, I feel like when you have kids, you realize how self-centered you were and how self-centered everyone is who doesn't have kids.
Well, another song that I want to ask you about on the album, because it is so radically different from the others, is the song called Pro Confuser.
I was listening to a lot of punk rock music. And the guitar, I was just rewriting a Black Flag song, basically. I didn't think I would ever be able to write lyrics over it because that's just something that's not my gift. I can't write a very punk song. Like my voice, it just doesn't work for me. I'm no Keith Morris. But once I did, it kind of turned in, and the way I recorded and stuff, it's almost like a Cars song or something. I've had that song in my bag for a little bit. And I wanted to have a few songs on this album that just really throw a twist in there so that it's not, you know, I just want every song to be, you know, a different feel or a different experience. I love where that one fits in the album.
What are some of the other songs that you think are throwing those twists in?
You know, My Gray Pond, I just it's like a hard song. Not difficulty, but, you know, it's just a rocker. And the song called Thundercloud that I put in there, it's like, it's different for me. I've had that song, and I took it, and I dissected it, and I turned it into something else, and I feel like it adds a different texture.
Now, how many of these songs have you lived with a long time and feel like, okay, it's nowhere near what it was when I first wrote it?
Not many. Most of the songs on this album are brand new. I just hit a lick and I was writing. My Gray Pond and Thundercloud and Pro Confuser, I've had written for a little while. And, sometimes I forget about songs. I feel like I'm always working on something. And, all the songs I write are super simple. So you could really basically take them anywhere. And My Gray Pond is just a story. I've always really liked that song, and I have never really known quite where to place it. It's the first song I've ever written in a dream.
Do you keep, like, a song journal?
No. I use the voice recorder on my iPhone, whatever it's called. A lot of times I think of melodies, and, you know, depending on what I'm doing during the day, I'll try and sneak away and just sing it into my phone real quick so I don't forget it. But if I don't pick up a guitar and figure out the notes or sing the melody into something to remember, it will be forgotten. You know, I feel like I've written some really awesome songs and was too lazy to get up and record it.
Well, you just had the release of your album on October 13th. What happens next?
I am open to whatever the future holds. I'd love to play shows. If people want to put some shows together, we can do it. It's different. It's different than anything I've ever done. So it's like a different experience playing this stuff live. Because a lot of it, when I play it live, I have a backing track. So it's just kind of like a whole new recording project.
I was going to ask you how you were going to perform them, whether you were going to assemble a band or if you were just going to play solo acoustic or how that was going to work.
Right after I recorded this album, I recorded it over again, and I just left out some guitar. I left out all of the lead vocal, and right now when I play, it's a backing track, and then it's me, and I play guitar and I sing, and Joey Sabali, the drummer of Buffalo Killers, he is playing keyboard with me.
Now, did you release this album on your own label, or how did you put this out?
Howler Hills is actually my brother Zach's label. We put out a 45 of each of ours, and then this album is the first full length that he's putting out on his label.
Well, Andy Gabbard, I'm really grateful for the time that you took to speak with me today. As we leave, I want to let you pick one of the tracks from Strawberry Tapes for us to listen to.
Ah, man, what do I pick? Let's play the song Bad Guys. I'm just very proud of how that song turned out, and it's like one of the most weird guitar riffs I've ever written, and I was just the way I was able to layer the guitar and the electric piano and the synthesizers on it. It's just one of my crowning moments of self-recording, and it's very difficult to reproduce live, so enjoy it.
All right. Well, this is Bad Guys from Andy Gabbard from the album Strawberry Tapes.
Yeah.
My thanks again to Andy Gabbard for telling me more about Strawberry Tapes. The album is currently available from Howler Hills Farm. For links to the album, the label, and more, you can visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. This episode was recorded and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode is by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. Find out more at freemusicarchive.com. Until next time.